This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
6:47, 13 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Arthur Hardy joins us now, founder of the Mardi Gras Guide. Hey, Arthur, how you?
Good morning, Tommy. How you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm shocked to see what's going on in Jefferson Parish. I had no idea that it was going to be so windy as to cancel the activities in Jefferson Parish. That's not come officially from the parish, to be clear, but it came from the crew of Argus Facebook post that attributed it to Jefferson Parish, and they're going to have a press conference at 9 o'clock, as I understand it. President Cynthia Lee Shang is. Is that what you're hearing as well, Arthur, about Mardi Gras and Metairie?
Exactly, and they seem to have pulled the plug pretty early, but the forecast is rather ominous. I've not heard anything from Zulu, Brex, or the truck parades that follow on Fat Tuesday uptown, but you have to say it doesn't look good. You know, there's only been one weather cancellation in Brex in its history since 1872, and that was because of rain in 1933. And you can parade in the rain, but they chose not to that year. But wind is much more, obviously, more dangerous than rain. And we did have some, as I recall, Wednesday night parades, but maybe Thursday night parades about 4 years ago canceled because of predicted high winds. So there's a precedent to this. Not quite sure what the threshold is, but to be clear, it doesn't matter what the captain says. We're going to parade. No, you're not if NLPD says there'll be no parades. And I'm sure it's the same thing as Jefferson. The captain can cancel his parade. He can't say we're going hell or high water, right?
Yeah. It would seem as though Jefferson Parish saying in a preemptive measure kind of makes it harder, I'm just talking about politically now, for Orleans to go forward, because then if anything happens, it's like, well, you understand what I'm saying here?
Oh, absolutely. There are liabilities here, of course. So, but man, how sad would that be to get washed out?
Wind out, a blowout. I've never heard of wind canceling Mardi Gras at all.
I guarantee it's never happened. Makes all the more emphasis on tonight, getting out to see these wonderful parades. And talking about Metairie, you know, you've got a double header tonight. 43 floats, 20 bands combined. There's a real reason to come out and enjoy what might be the last station of Mardi Gras, Metairie night, with Centurions and Kings. And of course, Uptown, for my money, the best double header in Mardi Gras. You got Proteus with the floats in the 1880s, and then Orpheus with all kind of high-tech things, lighting and gorgeous floats. And that may be the last Mardi Gras. I hope not. But we know nothing official about Zulu. Somebody called me and said, you know, if Zulu starts at 8, maybe they could parade half of their route and have buses ready to get all the riders back. Well, I don't know. That's a thought. But the logistics of that, and again, the liabilities, All we're doing is speculating at this point, John.
I don't see that as a public official. I don't see that happening at all, where you would say, okay, you can parade until the winds get to a certain threshold, then we're going to pull everybody off the float like you're talking about, Arthur. The logistics would be crazy.
That was just a suggestion somebody emailed to me. Somebody just, I think, desperately hoping, let's get something in, you know. I agree with you. Yeah, go ahead.
We always talk about makeup dates for parades, but as you say that about enjoying tonight, there's no way Argus could roll tonight, huh?
No. I mean, I don't think so.
Yeah, because I'm thinking maybe get it in before the weather, but that'd be a lot, 3 in 1 night. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back, 6:51, talking to Arthur Hardy. 9 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Arthur Hardy, our guest, founder of the Mardi Gras Guide. Arthur, I always tell people that are younger than me, one thing I can tell you about life, it's never what you expect. And I got to tell you, when you knew the Mardi Gras was going to be on March 4th, you thought maybe it's warm, maybe it's going to be nice wind. I did not see. I didn't even think that at all. I didn't. Next year it's on. Go ahead.
February 17th next year.
Yeah, next year.
You know,
so
you were talking about could Argus roll at night. I don't know if they're supposed to have lights on.
Yeah, I didn't even think about
that. That's a consideration. It's a consideration too. You know, and this is a long time ago, for 1899, the Proteus Parade rolled tonight, was postponed because of cold weather. I mean, like in the teens, it's snow on the ground. So they decided to parade that Friday in Lent, and it was an unmitigated disaster. Nobody showed up. So we have had postponements before, but not successful.
I don't see. Tell me about that with Argus, for the poor people that paid their money and so many people that go to Mardi Gras in Metairie. There's no way that they're going to do Argus at a different point, are they, or could they, do you think?
Well, we'll find out at 9 o'clock. You know, We have had parades within the last 10 years or so, maybe 15. I'm on the causeway right now, so I don't have my notes anywhere. Mm-hmm. I believe Allop was rescheduled, near St. Patrick's Day or something. You know, I mean, that's a possibility. Maybe next Sunday, or I don't know.
Didn't we?
But the logistics of that are incredible. So we'll find out at 9 o'clock.
We're trying to remember COVID. The year after COVID, did they not have Mardi Gras? Not the year after COVID, but there was the Mardi Gras super spreader event, and then the next year.
I'm going to remember. I think 21 was the year there were no parades. We did the house floats in Park, floats in the Oaks in City Park that Bob DeVinny, the co-captain of Oregon, by the way, organized that wonderful event. But I'm just at a loss for words, Tom. You know, but what do you blame? I mean, weather, and safety has to be first.
Yeah, well, you know, it's why don't we do it? Let's do it. Let's do it until somebody. Well, what was the parade, Arthur, years ago? This had to be in the 70s at Carrollton or something. Somebody fell off a float on an overpass. What was that?
1971, Pete Latino fell off a float on what was then the Jeff Davis overpass. A mini tornado actually struck that parade. And
was it Carrollton or Mid-City? What was the parade?
It was Carrollton. He eventually died.
All right, Arthur, man. Look, a pleasure talking to you, and thank you for everything, and we'll talk to you again. Let's just hope something breaks somehow in a good way, you know?
I'm with you, buddy.
Do you have any idea timeline when Orleans Parish would, or from your Rex friends, when they would find out?
I think we're going to hear something before noon, but again, I don't know.
And that's the city that makes the call, to be clear, not the captain of the parade, correct?
Well, it is, although the captain can pull the plug himself. The city can't make him parade, but he can stop it.
But he can't parade if the city doesn't say it's okay.
Right, and he can cancel the parade without the city approval.
Thank you.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.